about to go somewhere odd now. Time's horizon, elevation starts to drop down. A little secret, don't kiss and tell, you're so bad. I'll probably see you in hell. Welcome to hell, baby. This is podcast hell.
The Civil War, they would do that.
And what did that mean?
I think it was like a gay flourish before you like ran to your death.
Hey, we're at war.
What I'm saying about is based off of one movie I saw 20 years ago where Jeff Daniels gave it a little twirl.
What movie?
It was...
Dumb and Dumber?
No. It's a Civil War movie.
Well, I don't know.
It was... which one was it? Was it Glory?
That makes sense.
No, it was Gettysburg.
That makes more sense than Glory. Yeah.
You guys don't seem like big war movie.
Oh, we're the biggest.
Yeah.
Just
love all the...
I can tell by the way...
Name them all.
No, I love them. Love the blood. Love the warring.
I know
what they do, right?
All of the sides of the wars, I know those.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Top three wars.
It would have to be World War I.
Yeah.
Is the top war.
And two is a close second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then three.
The one I'm looking forward
to the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that we're teetering on the...
Yeah.
World War III is going to not be that fun.
Yeah, have said that.
I think it's going to involve like some alien technology or what we perceive as alien technology now.
Thank God.
Yeah. And it's going to be like... it's going to be AI... like involved.
iRobot, really.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, there's not going to be any cool charges. It's going to be they turn off electricity and water and we all starve.
I thought it was happening this week.
Because all the things were hacked.
So
what happened this week?
AT&T towers were down and pharmacies were down.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
nationwide.
There was something else. I forget what else.
A third thing was
also
down.
It was more than just AT&T. It was like all of the cell phone. And then they came out and go, oh, it's just AT&T. It was a software error.
No.
Well, there was a movie that came out that the Obamas produced.
On the Netflix one, right?
It's terrible.
It's really bad.
Obamas made a movie?
Yeah, they made a movie. Not like, they didn't like direct it. They just like produced it.
Well, isn't the daughter now
a director?
A director?
Yeah. She is.
Is she?
Malia, I think.
Yeah.
It was either Sasha or Malia.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure wherever she got in the business, she got there on her merit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she didn't walk in the room and be like, Obama. And they were like, you're hired.
Well, she did change her last name for the purposes.
All right.
Because so when you do that, you just, you know, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. I'm sure she just slips right into the crowd.
Yeah.
And the press release that says she changed her name to become a director
wouldn't
tip anyone off.
Right.
You know, here's the thing about like that nepotism stuff is like, I don't even get mad at it anymore. I'm just like, hey, I know that's good. If I had a kid and they liked the thing I was doing, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll try to help you.
I'm not mad. I'm just jealous.
I just wish my dad was cooler.
Yeah. Like I would love to be a Nepo baby.
My God.
If you were a Nepo baby, what would your dad have helped you get into? Like where would you have gone?
World War III.
No.
What could your dad have helped you in?
The Price is Right. You would be Bob.
I would host The Price is Right. Yeah. My dad was Les Moonves, which I'm glad he's not.
Well, no. I'm not saying like if you could do anything. I'm saying what does your dad do?
Oh.
And like what would he have pulled you into?
Engineering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something. Engineering. Something pretty boring, but.
Yeah.
Engineering.
He's very smart.
What does engineering means? He builds. He's like an architect.
He builds design. He like designs molds, like die-cast molds for car parts and things like that.
Okay, that's an engineer.
Yeah,
cool.
A design engineer.
A design engineer.
Yeah,
and he builds die-cast molds.
So like, if like you're putting a mirror on a Tesla.
Okay.
He makes the part that you pour metal into to make the mirror.
Okay,
or plastic into to make the mirror.
He handcrafts that or he's working
on a machine? No, he's not like in a garage doing it or anything like that, but he designs it with like machines that slice and dice and
you would have
put
to be
together.
A lot smarter than you are.
Ouch. Jesus.
No, I'm just saying for anything that our family does, we would have had to go to college for other things.
Ouch.
What?
You don't think I have what it takes? I get it.
if you went to college for something else.
You struck at the core of the father-son problem.
Yeah.
No.
We're really getting into a lot very quickly.
Yeah. It's okay. You help him plug in the TV sometimes.
It's true, yeah.
That's interesting. What does your dad do?
Well, rumor has it, Global Logistics.
Global Logistics.
Yeah. Like when containers of freight go from country to country.
He does the freight?
We assume, but what we haven't talked in 12 years, so it's unclear. No.
This is a great area to get into real quick.
Let's do it.
My dad was in the Army for 24 years, hence, you know, sword.
Yeah.
And then he was a contractor.
Okay.
And he did, like, information security. Yeah. So if he had nepotismed me, I probably would have gotten a quicker security clearance and lived in D.C.
I mean, that sounds kind of great.
No.
No?
I mean, I don't think so. Like, I don't really like, you know, building tanks. I mean, when I was a kid, they were cool.
I thought you could have been a spy.
I don't think I could. My wife would be a very good spy. Every time we watch spy shit, she's like, that could be. She's very good at, like, subtly, you know.
Breaking into things?
Yeah, breaking into things. Like, she's, like, sneaky.
Yeah. She makes you think everything's your idea, even though it was her idea.
Actually, now maybe I would be a good spy because that's what I do.
Oh.
I do sales.
Yeah, you would.
I would be a good spy.
You guys are like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, we're just like that.
Yeah. The exact same.
Yeah. I'm like, it's like if the guy looked like Ron Swanson and couldn't move real fast, then yeah.
I think that's they just did the new version of that.
They did.
On Amazon.
They have to be like hot, young couple. That's important.
See,
holds up her end, but like, you know, I have to get to the gym if I'm going to be the third iteration of Mr. Smith.
They would never see you coming.
Right. That,
in real life, I think spies look more like people. I don't think they're all hot.
That's what I'm saying. I want like a very hyper-realistic Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Somebody has a joke about that where they're like, you know, this craziest thing, there's this janitor that just came in, started last week. She's the hottest woman in the world. I think she's a spy. Like, when you watch movies and it's like fucking Jessica Biel sneaks in, you're like, yeah, that doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
You need to be like middling. You need to look like a fucking everyman or every woman.
You have to blend into the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably like, I probably could be a good spy.
Yeah.
I could lie. I'm a good liar.
That's one of was one of your dreams.
Yeah.
Was to be a spy.
I learned Morse code as a child.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can you do a little bit of it right now?
I mean, we got a table.
Just the SOS. I memorized the alphabet and stuff. And
okay, let's fucking, you got a mic, you got a table, let's hear it.
So it's just, the S is.
Yeah, thank you, Cam. That's a professional right there.
It would be like tap, 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 because it's.
Okay. I mean, you could just hit the table. You don't have to say
tap. Yeah, hit the table. Do it.
I was.
Let's hear it.
It's just the cadence.
And that is what again?
It's SOS.
Oh, okay.
And so
I'm going to caption in a racial slur. So that's what I'm going to do.
But that's the right idea. Each letter is like, each letter would, like, other letters are like, you know, like different cadences.
I don't think I would.
Remember in Parasite when he's like doing the light?
Yeah.
In Morse code?
I don't understand how people understand Morse code. Because
I think you mostly just see something flickering or hear something and you're like, that means something. I should Google it.
But think about how many times a day you encounter something that just blinks.
I think most people that are Morse coding are doing it over and over again because they're being tortured or dying.
Yeah.
So what you would probably do is you would listen to it and go like, oh, what is the pattern? When does it start repeating? Find somebody who knows Morse code.
Right.
Right.
And you go here. Yeah, you go tap, tap, tap. And then they'd look and they'd say, why did you just write the word tap 20 times?
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, it stopped an hour ago. They're dead. They're out of oxygen. Isn't that what they were saying? Like the fucking people that died when the Titanic killed those guys recently.
Oh, the submarine.
Remember? Yeah. And they're like, maybe they were listening for like, maybe they were tapping.
Yeah, there was tapping, but
but they had already
turned
been,
out that they exploded.
What had happened is they their bodies exploded immediately.
Instantly.
Yeah. What a relief.
Yeah. Honestly.
Thank God.
Yeah, no. But is it that that's when you know you're in a bad situation, when people are relieved that you exploded instantly.
Oh, he died, but it was quick? Great.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. They were just a million tons of water crushed them before their consciousness could register what was happening. All right.
I feel like we let that one go too quickly.
I think we stayed on it too long.
You think?
I think the exact opposite. Because they knew that they also knew that they were dead, and they didn't say it for 3 days, so we would all just have nightmares of being at the bottom of the ocean lying down in a coffin.
But I feel like it was talked about for like a week, and then, you know, fast forward to a couple weeks ago when a plane had a door fly off, and I feel like that's still being talked about.
The plane and the door plane?
Yeah.
I thought that was not talked about enough.
No?
That's way scarier.
We're on different sides of the internet.
What do you say?
Oh, we are.
Mine only, it was like 12 hours that I saw that story.
The plane?
Yeah, and then it was over.
Do you watch a lot of like black box recordings of planes going down? Like,
I do.
I kind of do too.
I watch, what is the name of the show? Air Crash Investigation.
What channel is that on?
The Smithsonian Channel.
I'll fucking get into that.
You
hardcore.
Should.
Hardcore. I find something comforting about it.
I do too, because
yeah.
Seriously,
no,
because they have.
Yeah.
I was listening to this one or watching this one, and it was like a horror. There was this plane flying above Florida, and so many things went wrong. They went down in the Everglades, and they survived.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is that even possible?
I know how.
That's amazing.
I want to get.
How?
Can I say?
Yeah.
They ran out of fuel. So the plane doesn't burn. That's how they live.
Here's the twist.
That's how they live.
That's a good story if it ended there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The twist on this one is that the pilots, or at least I think it was the pilots,
they
it was
drowned.
At least a couple people, were eaten by alligators.
Oh,
what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do?
That was, it's like, okay, in that sense, the airplane crash was actually not the most dangerous thing that happened to them that day.
But only the pilots were eaten.
I think so.
Imagine surviving a plane crash and being like, we fucking did it.
Yeah.
No one died. I landed the plane.
Yeah.
Chomp chomp, bitch.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
And all probably their reaction was more just a quiet shock, and then they were pulled underwater.
Probably.
But I hear what your point is.
Yeah.
It is fucking crazy.
It's insane.
I mean, yeah, it's also like you can't get too high, you can't get too low in life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, there's a lesson in that.
Every door opening leads to two more doors. Like,
yeah.
you think you got a big break and it's bad. You think something horrible's happened and it's good, you know?
Yeah.
There's a country song, God Bless the Broken Road. That
Rascal
led
Flatts.
Me to you. Yeah. Is it Rascal Flatts?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was Melissa McBride.
It probably is both.
I was the only country person I could think of. I literally died a thousand deaths trying to think of. Oh, Reba. I could have gone Reba.
Yeah.
Toby
There's
Keith.
So many. Well, R.I.P.
May he rest in power.
R.I.P.
May he rest in power.
Yes.
Toby.
My God.
He didn't seem like a fun guy.
Yeah.
I like that one song back in high school.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I actually listened to it, the How Do You Like Me Now song. He's kind of a dick. In the song. Like, he's 100%. He's not cool in the song.
Lest we speak ill of the dead.
No, I mean, like, it's probably not him. It's a made-up, so I'm sure it's not, like, a true story. But in the song, the character that he's like, hey, how do you like me now that I've become famous? But then, like, all the stuff he describes in high school, his relationship with this girl, he's the asshole. And she's just like, what's your problem? Like, why are you fucking stalking me? Like, he's wrong. How do you like her now? That's how I feel.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
We should send it to his family.
Yeah, I don't think the... if the Keiths are out there, we do. You know, Keith, he was great. I
like the song you put, I Love This Bar. Do you remember that one?
I never heard that one, no.
That's what I love about country music. You can just write a song about literally anything.
The exact thing that you're doing.
It was literally, I forget the exact lyrics, but it's like, I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Drinking, hugging people, dancing. I love this bar.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, not complicated, but yeah, sounds like he loved the bar.
I think there's a synergy between like country and rap in that way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's very like literal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if there is a metaphor, it's about the thing they were singing about 5 seconds ago. Like,
right.
It's not...
Right.
That said, I like emo music, and that's also pretty literal too.
Who's your, what's your favorite emo?
I mean, I don't know if they're emo, but like Midtown was a band back in the day.
Yeah.
I love Blink.
Sure.
Go listen to a lot of them lately.
Have you gone to one of the emo night?
I'm going tomorrow.
Get together. Oh, you are?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I always go. Sweet. I usually get up.
Sweet.
Yeah, last time I did Weezer.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I fucking couldn't hit the, I can't help it. Like that one right there. I tried it full blast and it was like cats on a fucking, can you, but speaking of animals, can you get the dog?
Yeah.
He wants in.
I didn't even hear him.
He heard the airplane talk and was like, I got to be a part of this.
He's like, I got to get in here. Welcome. Gordon's in.
Gordon.
Now, did you know that I love this bar song because you were like, was that like a song when you were in school or something? Or
my parents always used to play it. I grew up in Missouri, and so country music's big there, and that was a CD my dad would like spin constantly. The Toby Keith, I forget the name of the album, but whatever I Love This Bar is in.
Yeah. Was he spinning a record or was he doing a CD?
It was a CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had records, but just like, you know. The Beatles. I think the only records we had were Beatles and Bill Cosby comedy albums.
Yeah.
Didn't age which well.
I think I still have them just in case somebody wants to pay money for them someday.
But I have Bill Cosby relationship advice albums. Those really didn't age well. Those are even worse than the comedy.
That's hilarious.
It's a good joke.
That's a good one.
That's the clip. No, this is the clip. Me saying what's clips. Where in Missouri are you from?
St. Louis.
Okay.
St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah, Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly.
That's all I got.
Nelly. John Hamm.
The Battle Hawks.
The Battle Hawks, yes. It's a big Battle XFL, Hawks. AAF. It's XFL, right?
XFL's gone now.
What is it now?
Now it's the UFL. It's the USFL or something. And it combined the XFL and another one that I'm forgetting.
It's a football sport. It's a football.
There's a ball and players.
Footballs.
That right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot about it.
Do you like St. Louis sports or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, I like going to games of any sort, but not like, I've never been a big sports guy.
You're a Taylor Swift fan, right?
Yes, thank you for asking.
Did that get you into, were you one of the people that was like into football because Taylor's at the game?
I watched the Super Bowl and I was invested in the TikTok clips previously of her at games, but I didn't watch additional games.
Okay. What were the TikTok, well, I don't know, what was happening?
Like people would essentially compile the moments that all the Chads and Brads were mad about, like of them cutting to her during other games, not just the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like, what is it? The playoffs and the things beforehand.
Yeah.
Other games.
The exhibition.
So people
scrimmages.
Regular season.
People would do like a super cut of like him on the field and then them showing her or like whatever on the screen for the seconds. And I would watch the highlights of that on TikTok, but I didn't watch like additional football games just to see her.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the Super Bowl. And I got really invested in it.
Other than Taylor Swift, what was your favorite Super Bowl memory from this year?
Either the guy that was just running onto the field that snapped his muscle. What was it? Achilles? It was just like so tragic because it's like no one even touched him. He just ran onto the field.
Yeah.
To go start playing.
A player did that?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
He was literally, they were pulling him in.
It was just so sad. Like, that was memorable to me because I was like, oh, imagine being at the Super Bowl and you're in it and then you injure yourself going onto the field. Like, wow. And then probably the Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
That was, I forgot that happened to that guy. That's what would happen to me if I was.
Yeah. I rolled my ankle before I was on TV. So it did happen to me.
On AGT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rolled my ankle walking to the dress rehearsal.
And that was like the day before two cars smushed a guy.
Yeah, so I had it worse.
Yeah.
Wait.
Far worse.
Who got smushed?
There was a stunt performer who the whole stunt was.
He was one of the contestants.
On AGT?
Yeah, on AGT.
Was he smushed to death?
No.
He's a quadriplegic now. Okay. So
I'm not joking.
I know. No, I mean, he's not dead, but like.
Close.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
So the stunt was like these two cars are on essentially ropes and they're swinging to like head on each other in the air. And he was supposed to fall between them.
In a straitjacket, upside down.
Before it happened.
Oh, no.
And it ended up just, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
It hit him. Yeah. He caught on fire and he fell on his head.
So not the best day.
No. One of those would be really bad.
Yeah. And then all of them combined is like.
And like, I think they're suing now, which is weird because you thought of the stunt out of your own head. No one made you do this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard. I don't know. It's like, you remember when I lived in New York and they did like the Spider-Man Turn Out the Lights musical, and they were like,
yes.
They're like, oh my, you can't go because every night someone gets paralyzed. Yeah. It's like they had this insane.
Wait.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
There's a musical called Spider-Man Turn Out the Lights, and a bunch of people got horribly injured because like little Spider-Mans would come swinging out into the audience, and it was like they're doing Cirque du Soleil, but with fucking actors.
Right.
Yeah. So people would get messed up. And they kept having all these stories come out about it. And I was like, it's not proud of this, but I was like, I got to fucking see one of these guys get hurt. I mean, this sounds amazing.
Did you go?
No, I never went. I never went.
You missed out.
Yeah. I don't know how long it actually ran.
Why did they keep letting it go?
I think it was one of those things where it was like, first night it happens, you're like, wow, freak accident. Second time, okay, what are the chances it would happen a third time? And then
the 20th time, you're like, this fucking rules. I think there's like, you can just, like, as we get, you know, softer as a society, like, fun stories, like, there was a musical where every night someone got paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Those are going to be fewer and fewer.
Yeah.
As employees become the bosses and all that shit, like, we don't get fun stuff. Like horrible workplace abuse. Yeah. All that stuff is done. You can't just paralyze one of your employees every night.
Yeah.
I think that was like, that might have been like one of the last fucked up public fuck up, like, what's it? Fucked up public workplaces that we'll know about.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It was Spider-Man Turn Out the Lights. Now I'm like, I wonder if there's clips online.
Probably.
Yeah,
it has to be.
It is kind of. It does sound like a fun show. I don't know. Honestly, that's bad theater.
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty quality TikTok rabbit hole or YouTube rabbit hole is Broadway or like theater fails.
Yeah,
it's really really good.
Well, I used to work at the Pantages selling season tickets.
Yeah,
and the only thing musical theater people love more than a good musical is a shitty one that they can just fucking bitch about on the phone, and then not buy tickets. Like, oh my God, I just saw The Bodyguard. It was so bad. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And do you want Hamilton tickets or not?
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Just take them.
I had to pretend to be really into musical theater for that job. And it was, I'm a good salesman. I was like the best salesman there. And I didn't know anything about musical. I would just lie very deep, deep lies about what was happening.
Would you even see the musicals that you were selling?
Never.
Oh.
Do you actively dislike it?
No, it's just like, I didn't like the people that I worked with. So the idea of like coming to work after I left to see a show and sitting with people that annoyed me, I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think what I did is after I left, I then would call and get little mini passes because my wife loves theater. Okay. So we've gone back after I quit that job.
Okay.
But while I was working there, like when I left, I was like, I'm not coming back until I'm being paid to fucking be here. Yeah. It sucked. And also like very, very catty. The musical theater crowd.
Oh yeah.
Not a fun lunchroom. No. Like the worst vibe ever, I would say, working there.
I always picture those people just, you know, off stage doing the same thing they do on stage, just breaking out into song in conversation.
Yeah. I wish that would happen. It was very like clicky. I don't know. I got my fill of that with improv.
No.
You know, which I did for a long time, and it was fun.
Where at?
In New York, the Pit. New York. I didn't do it out here.
Gotcha.
I ran away from it. I moved. I used to, when I started doing stand-up in New York, people would be like, I'd go up on shows with good comics. And they'd be like, this lady, you've seen her on Colbert, blah, blah, blah. And then I would come up and they'd be like, this next guy teaches a mean Harold. I'd be like, oh, fuck. I was like known as an improv guy in New York. I was like, I can't fucking.
Clean slate in LA.
Clean slate in LA. Yeah. Hard break from improv.
I have done it before. There's always been like every couple of months, I'm like, should I do it again? And then what always gets me to like the place of no is the thought of going and doing a class with people who are 18.
Yeah.
And trying to like play pretend with them. And then I'm like, oh, well. Maybe not.
There is a value to it. Did you do improv?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did Groundlings.
Yeah, I mean, that's like serious. That's like, oh, you'll go to fucking TV if you do really well. Yeah. That's more respectable. I did like fun hobby improv. No, just no excuse. It's shameful. It's like negative years of comedy. People are like, how long have you been doing comedy? I'm like, 7 years out here minus 7 years of improv. I just started today. I'm brand new. I'm getting into it at 38. No, I don't know. It was like, it was fun. I had a great time. I was also like a teacher. I just burned out on it.
Yeah.
It's like after a while, you're like, I climbed to the top of what that mountain is. And then I just looked at everybody else that was doing stand up. And I was like, oh, I climbed the wrong mountain. Mm. This mountain sucks. It's not that high. It's not even cold up here. It's like, this isn't even a mountain.
This is a hill.
This is a shaky ladder. Yeah, it was, but whatever. I'm not hating on it for all the improv fans out there. My wife, I met my wife doing improv. That was the, was the good
that's
part.
That's the takeaway.
She did it, yeah, but she was smart. She did it like as a add-on to the other things she was doing in the business. I was like, I'm going to make a career doing improv.
That's hard.
And for a little bit I did, which is insane that it got that popular for a while.
That's cool.
But then people were like, oh, wait, you're right. This is dumb. And then that little boom ended and there was no money to be made.
That's the thing about it. It's so, when it's good, it's like, so it's really fun. It's really good.
Yes. It's when you're watching good improv, you're like, this is brilliant.
It's phenomenal.
It's like a magic trick every time.
It's so cool to watch. And like, it's amazing. I don't understand how they do it. Like, Ben Schwartz, I don't know if you've ever seen.
I know Ben Schwartz.
Schwartz and Friends.
I don't know him.
That's a great show and usually really, really super good.
We went to that earlier this year. It was really fun.
And then, but when you see a show that's not great.
Yeah.
One of my shows.
It feels worse than it actually is.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a debate between me and my wife. Like, what's worse, bad improv or bad stand-up?
Oof.
I enjoy bad stand-up. Because what I like about bad stand-up is, it's either somebody doing it for the first time. I don't do mics anymore, but to me, there was something like earnest about someone bombing at a mic, especially when they're new. You're like, oh, it's like a baby being born. Like, this is an important part of
it. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah. It's like there's something kind of beautiful about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bad improv just makes me want to fucking kill myself. Like, it's so painful. It's not fun. And they're like locked in their characters. They're like, oh, fuck, I said I'm a rhinoceros. Then they have to be like a begrudging rhinoceros for the next 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're just like, everybody's trapped. It's bad. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah. And the ship is like burning down. They're all in it. So it's like a community death.
It's like watching a village burn.
Yeah.
Bad. And the other thing about bad stand-up is if it's a stand-up who like just sucks and you're like, fuck this guy or person, girl, whatever. You're like, oh, well, at least they're getting what they deserve.
Yeah.
Like, the justice is, like, right at them. Sometimes with improv, I'm like, I don't like that it's spread out amongst the team and they can go huddle up afterwards and be like, I got your back. No, you should feel alone after after that
fucking
shit. You
should feel isolated.
You should. You should feel bad.
Yeah.
It's part of the motivating factor of, like, art. Is like, when it's bad, you should know it's bad.
I mean, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
A little bit of pain is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go fucking play patty cakes backstage and say everything's all right. It was the crowd. It was you. So stand up, you're alone. And we all die alone, am I right?
That's true.
Thanks for coming on the show.
That's true.
I got to check the time. Yeah. What else is up? Did my dog leave?
Or is he hiding? Your dog is over it, yeah.
He did. He let himself out.
He'll come back. He's been coming in, farting, and leaving. That's been his new move.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he just comes in, bust ass loudly, and then walks back out. I don't think he did that this time, though.
I don't smell anything yet.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like pennies in here. Normally, that's what a dog fart smells like. Pennies? It's pennies, like dirty pennies, don't you think?
I think it's our dogs because of their dog food.
Well, got to stop feeding them pennies.
Yeah. Maybe it's like you guys have like a copper bowl that they eat out of. Could that be what's happening?
No, it's porcelain. We feed them like human grade, raw, frozen dog food that's like so bougie.
You do just for dogs or something? Or?
It's basically a small batch, but
They have a better life than we do.
They really
had a better life than we do for a long. Better health insurance.
Better health insurance.
When we got our dog, I walked into Just for Dog Food because I was like very motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what can I do to really, you know, we rescued him or whatever. So we're like, well, what can I do to make his life great? And we walked in and there was like a guy with a chef's hat like cooking up food. And I was like, out.
Yeah.
I like didn't even talk.
I don't know
like,
how much
out.
It is. It's too much. Gotta go.
No, just the idea of a chef making food for a dog, something about that. It made me mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
There's people who do that for their dogs every day.
I mean, if you're like obscenely rich and you're going to waste your money on like fucking Epstein Island or something, I guess I'd rather you feed your dog human food. Like there's good money that's better spent on dogs than other things for wealthy people. But yeah, the dog can't eat better than me.
I get that.
Yeah. I still do microwavable lunch. The dog can't have steak.
Yeah.
Well, I do like a fucking Trader Joe's.
A Michelinas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swim Michelinas. Nice. Those are good. Do they still do the ones like, how old are you? How old are you?
33. Like,
am I 32. 32? Yeah.
Yeah.
30. You guys are fucking so young.
How old are you?
90. No, I'm 38.
Okay. That's also
that's
young.
The same age.
38 is young.
Once you get
38 is young for like life, but compared to 32 year olds. You guys are young.
No, that's
I'm
I mean, you. I'll take it. Thank you.
You should take it.
Okay, I'll
trust
take
me.
It.
I'm
I'll
closer to 40. You guys are closer to 30. You start feeling like I'm in the place, I think we talked about it last time, where I'm like, kids, money, what am I doing? Like, I can't be poor when I'm 40. Like, you guys can still, you know, you're still running the race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I pulled my hamstring 2 years ago. I'm limping to the fucking... end. No, it makes a difference. What was I talking about? Why was I talking
Michelinas.
About Michelinas. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say when I was a kid, it was, it was like the kids' cuisine.
Kids' cuisine.
They still have those?
Yeah. With the penguin on it, right?
Those were so fucking good.
Yeah. I actually was thinking the other day, like,
we could just buy those. We could just eat them.
But I'm saying they still have them.
Yeah.
They do.
You've seen them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freezer section.
I was thinking the other day, like, I was at work and hungry, and I was like, you know what I could go for right now? A square slice of pizza that we used to get in elementary school that would fit in the little square part of the lunch tray.
That's pretty sick.
Terrible, but I don't know. It was like, okay, it sounds delicious.
Did you ever get the milk in a bag that you would just have to puncture the bag?
Oh.
Yeah.
Those were fun. I'd squirt my friends with chocolate milk.
That's where I drew the line later in life is bagged milk.
Bagged milk was rough. I also was you said you were in Missouri.
Yeah.
And remind me, Katie.
Arkansas.
Yeah, I was all over like the South and the East Coast. And like some schools would have like a rattier type bag milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a school in Louisiana where it was fucking insane. Like, the way the food was served, it was like, you're like, this is crazy.
Did you ever see that show that I think it was Jamie Oliver, the chef? He went around the U.S. and, like, went to elementary schools and taught lunch ladies how to, like, make better
food. I love that.
It was hilarious because he had, like, the purest of intentions, right? He was like, I'm going to improve the health of kids and show the lunch ladies how it's not that hard. And they were in there cooking, like, there was one that the meal was a pretzel, a soft pretzel, and French fries, and I think another version of potato. And they're like, what?
The meal was a soft pretzel.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And they're like, what? There's the pork, there's the vegetable, the potato, there's a second vegetable, the French fry.
Yeah.
And the protein is the pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
Nailed it.
No. No.
No.
That's brutal.
So it ended up more sad than inspiring.
Yeah, it was sad, but it was, yeah. I mean, yeah, that, oh.
Well, yeah, you kind of just, it doesn't take too long to get to like the sad core of any fun documentary. You can just very quickly realize like, it's a lot of people having a rough time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, like, yeah, one of the school I had in Louisiana, like, the food was so fucking bad. And it would be like, I remember they would make like gumbo that was cold. I remember having like cold gumbo and the shrimp was frozen. Just being like, how is it, how's it still frozen? And like, I'm also, this is third grade. So like, I'm too young to be like, you know, picky about your food, I guess. Or like, have that, like, why do the meals are so bad, I remember them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fucking gross.
That is fucked
And that was
up.
A private school in Louisiana that was serving that. I can't even imagine what
a public school
would have been like.
That's what, I went to a private school when I was in elementary, like K-8.
Yeah.
And it was like maybe worse than some of the public school friends I had. And then I was at every single year, my last name, my actual legal last name starts with a W. And I was at the end of my line. And so every year, you do lunch a little later in each grade, but like everybody would go through the line and then I would be last and that they ran out of the meal. Mm. And so they would.
They did it by alphabetical order every day.
Yeah, every single day. So every
and they
person.
Didn't do at least the reverse.
Reverse?
No.
What
That's
the
fucking
fuck?
And
crazy.
So every fucking day, everybody would get the like, pizza are the exciting thing. And then they got to me and they were like, well, we can whip up a PBJ for you. I'm like, cool. I got sure. Yikes. I missed out on all the good shit was actually bad shit.
Yeah. But at least like tasty. Kids can eat a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know? So much chocolate milk.
Yeah. Ugh. Heavy milk intake.
Yeah.
The idea of sitting down now at dinner and pouring a tall glass of milk for myself is revolting.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
And when you encounter an adult that does it still.
Horrifying.
But you do, because my parents, I think, drank the milk like we drank the milk.
Yeah.
Like my mom still drinks milk with like spaghetti. And she said it helps cut the acid. And I tell her that she is a sociopath.
Just cut it with
some
milk.
I'm
going to
cut my throat if you say that again.
Yeah.
It's the grossest idea. Just thinking of spaghetti burning up in milk in her stomach.
I've told her to her face. I've said that is upsetting and I never want to see it happen.
It's rough.
Do it in the privacy of your own home alone.
That's tough.
Your dirty, dirty little milk and spaghetti.
I have celiac now.
Yeah.
So I can't have anything good. But I wonder, like, because kids have celiac too. What do you do if you're a kid and you have celiac and you're going to, like, do, like, fucking.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Is that something that. When did you get it?
When was COVID?
4 years ago? Started 3 years ago?
That.
Oh, okay.
No, it was like during COVID.
Okay. How did you discover that you had it?
I didn't discover it. My wife was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh.
I would go into the bathroom. It would sound like I was lighting Civil War cannons. I would go like 7 times a day. I'm like, guys, shit a lot. She's like, you're fucking sick.
There's something wrong.
For years, she was like, you have to go to the doctor. And then when I finally went, the doctor's like, how do you feel right now? I was like, I feel fine. They took my blood.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I get stomach aches. She goes, well, you don't have celiac because if you had celiac, you'd be absolutely miserable. So it's probably just like a gluten intolerance or something like that. And then they called me a week later and they were like, you have full-blown celiac, like pretty bad. Like, how do you not know that you're miserable? I'm like, I don't know what it's like to be happy. So I'm probably, like, what's the barometer? That's what I'm used to.
That's what happens. The bar eventually just slowly lowers down and you're like, I don't think I'm miserable. And then one day you make a change like that and go, oh, actually, I was miserable for 10 years.
What was crazy is like when I stopped eating that food, it didn't feel that different. I was like, I just go to the bathroom less, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple times where I accidentally ate something. And then I would go, oh, fuck. Because then it would come back for like 3 or 4 days and I couldn't leave the house.
Wow.
But it's like your body just gets used to it, but you're like tearing up your, like you get like fucking stomach cancer.
Do you take anything or just have to not eat things?
When I go to restaurants, I have to like take a flashlight and like, you know,
inspect the menu.
And then I grill the chef. I do like a little interrogation. I have that lamp that I turn towards him.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you had a piece of bread in here in the last 4 years? Because I'll die, sir. No, I have to be a fucking tool every time I go into a restaurant. I can't just be chill. Unless it's like the owner is like, I have celiac disease.
And Yeah.
Is there
not a restaurant that just serves like all
gluten-free?
Oh,
yeah, here, all
LA is easy. Yeah, it's just probably if you're on the road.
Yeah,
on the road it's rough. It's like all chain restaurants.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Chain restaurants are good because they get sued. So if you go in and you go, I have a food allergy, like the chef has to come out and like prepare something for you. So like when I'm on the road, like I only eat at like fucking Buffalo Wild Wings or Chipotle.
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, literally those places are great, but I can't go to like mom and pop places because I'll get sick there.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Which sucks because I like trying new spots and feeling like I'm eating where the locals eat.
Yeah.
But no, I go to fucking Olive Garden.
Well, that is where I'm from. That is where the locals eat. Olive Garden.
That's where the...
Yeah. And Red Robin and...
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory. And that was like fancy to me growing up. Ooh, we're going to go out and go to a fancy meal. Let's go to Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday doesn't sound too bad though. Like when you said
it's not too bad.
I didn't convulse.
But I think they got rid of the...
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral, yeah. All the buffet places. Those are gone now. Aren't they?
Oh yeah, did COVID take out Golden Corral?
A lot of them.
I think they're still there. I went to as COVID was breaking out, me and my wife went to Sizzler.
Oh God. Oh.
And we were like, and as we were getting the food, we're like, what are we doing? This is crazy. I think we were like, this might never happen again.
Yeah.
Let's go out on top at
Sizzler.
Let's fucking.
We may never have a chance to eat out again. Let's go to Sizzler.
Where is Sizzler?
There's a Sizzler next to the bowling alley in, I think it's like Sherman Oaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking.
Yeah.
I think it's next to, what's that pizza? The pizza place? The Round Table. It's like the.
Still never been.
It's like the Sizzler of pizza places.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Are there Lido's pizzas out here? Is that an East Coast
thing? There was. Yeah, there was.
Okay. Because Lido's pizza, here's the thing. All these places we went when we were kids, the food probably fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But you're just like, you're a kid. You're like, we're going out. I'm excited.
Oh, it ruled.
Doesn't matter. Like, yeah, fucking Olive Garden when you're 12.
Oh, my God.
Because it's is there any better feeling than being a kid and going out to a restaurant?
No.
I think it's the coolest. I think it's as good as life gets. I don't even mean that like depressingly.
No, 100%. It rules.
Yeah, you don't have to fucking pay.
Yeah.
No one expects you to get the bill.
Or were a 12-year-old just being like, I got this, Dad? That'd be fucking hilarious. If I had a kid, I would set that up.
I was always
I'd be like, take this credit card. When the waiter comes over, you go, I got this one. And hold it up. I'd make my wife laugh. Those are the kind of bits I plan on doing in 15 years.
You should.
When my kid is 12.
Yeah, you should.
If I have a kid.
I was
doing the math on it.
I know. Do you already have a kid? Wait.
No, I don't have a kid.
Okay.
No, in 15 years.
I was like, my kid would be 12. Three? No.
No, my kid, if I have kids in 3 years.
Got it.
We'll see. Well, yeah, who knows?
Do you want them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading a story right before you guys came over of Christian Bale building a foster care center in Palmdale and crying. I was literally doing that when I saw Katie show up on my ring.
Oh,
like, I was like, Christian Bale's a good guy. Oh fuck, she thinks that's the doorbell. God damn it! I came. That was literally right as you showed up.
That's hilarious. That.
Yeah,
100%.
It pulls at your heart.
Oh, the foster care stuff for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the saddest shit in the world.
Yeah.
And it's also like, they're just like, if you want kids, like
there's so many out there.
I get it. If you want to make some more, do it. I mean, maybe I will, but like, there's also plenty just hanging out.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're a little sad because their mom did crack in front of him. I get it. Like, you got to be careful with it. You know, there's stuff that comes with it, but like, just get a one of those kits.
And you can also skip the suckiest parts of like the first couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I don't view that. I don't think of it that way.
No.
No, I kind of would like, I think I would like that part.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already don't sleep that much.
Okay.
I wake up early for my job. I think I'll be good at that stuff. I won't like it if a kid's like, fucking, I know something, you don't. I'll be like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'll suck at that part.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll
the
be
the patience
good.
Part.
Maybe it'll be, it'll just be like when someone I fucking made is like, you know, we date trees now and you're being very tree-phobe. I'll be like, you shut. That'll piss me off.
Yeah.
The thing I did to my dad. Yeah, when yeah. he was, you know, like, you just look at your dad, you're like, you fucking ancient piece of shit. Like, although everything I did to annoy my dad, my kid will do to me. I'll suck at that part.
Yeah.
And he sucked at that part too.
Yeah, that would be hard. Yeah. I would suck at that part if we were to have them.
Oh.
Yeah, but we Gordon. Talked about that last time. You feel like you're probably, you guys are hanging.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're chilling.
No.
What if he was like, "Yeah, I want some." Yeah, that would like, be.
That would be so great for you, and yeah. I hope you find someone else.
Love that journey for you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've never. No, we don't feel those strings. Dogs, animals. That's a different story.
We're gonna end up with like 17 animals. We have four. We have two dogs and two cats.
I love it.
And we're at max capacity right now.
Yeah.
But because we're in 1,200 square feet.
My God, if we had a bigger house.
What if we were at 3,000 square feet?
Dangerous.
I don't know.
You're at 2,000 square feet right now?
1,200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is 1,200.
But if we were, yeah.
And aren't you my understanding from memory, you guys live like 3 hours into Mexico. You live far. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Santa Clarita.
Okay. Which direction is that?
North.
North
of here, yeah.
Is that past Malibu?
It's by Six Flags.
That's so close.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
No. We went to Six Flags for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we were like, okay, let's fucking go. I don't know why we did this. Because we went to Six Flags once, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, let's go to Six Flags. Let's pack some food. All right. Park opens at whatever it was, 10. Let's leave it at 8:45 just to make sure. Let's give ourselves an hour, 15 minutes. We got there in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It's right there.
People act like it's states away.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a Six Flags very close.
Yeah. We live 5 minutes from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
I love Six Flags.
It's so cheap.
I fucking love Six Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got stuck on Tatsu together. Yeah. And so that hurt me, but.
Wait, stuck like the frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where you're just laying.
Oh no. Upside down?
Face down.
Oh,
it was painful, and we both had to pee.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
it was bad.
How long?
So we haven't been since that happened.
How long was it?
I think it was like 12 minutes that we were stuck. Yeah. What? It wasn't?
No, but it's funny because you say 12 minutes, and it doesn't sound like a long time.
No.
You're upside down, basically, yes. It definitely is.
Yeah. No.
We were like both sweating, and we took turns almost having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And then I was the strong one for a second, and then he was the strong one for a second. But we were like, because in the 12 minutes, every minute of it, you don't know that it's only going to be 12 minutes because the teenagers working are all freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
But then when we finally got let down, we were like, oh.
12 on tot is tough.
Yeah.
That's not easy. Unless the second it stops, they go 12 minutes.
Right.
11:59. Like if they are counting down.
That's a different story.
They were like panicking.
That's an easy 12.
They were like, we don't know. We're getting someone. And someone from the other side of the park had to walk over.
And they walked.
Yeah.
Yeah. They took their time.
Took a leisurely stroll.
I was stuck on one at a different Six Flags for like an hour. And
in St. Louis.
Yeah, it was in the middle of the summer, and we were like out sitting in the sun. It was like 105 degrees.
Oh no.
And we're like, I was trying to break out of it, obviously impossible. And I was like, can we just get some water? Somebody's going to like die. Heat stroke or something.
Easily?
They had to walk. We were like in the middle of it as a wooden roller coaster, and they had to walk the track to like get all the way to where we were.
Oh no.
We're like, for safety reasons, we can't let you walk off of this because you could fall and hurt yourself. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, you can just let us die of heat stroke, I guess.
That's much safer.
Yeah. It's way safer. It was scary.
Yeah.
It was on Father's Day.
How do you remember how long it was?
It was like an hour and 15 minutes.
That might be why you don't want kids.
Yeah, maybe.
That was like a sign.
That could have been. Yeah. That might have been the defining moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I could, I don't think I've ever been frozen on a roller coaster before. But I wonder if that would make me love it less. I do love.
Yeah.
If I was stuck upside down on Joker's taint for fucking, I would be very upset. That would suck. I would not be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can die.
You could.
If they catch you upside down, it takes like, what is it, like 10, 15 minutes for the blood to rush to your head and you're done.
It's not long.
No. At that point, they'd have to release the bars. You'd have to like flip down and hang on to it.
Right.
But then just hold. And then the blood would come back down to your dick and your legs.
Regions. I also don't get why they let teenagers run these like life death defying rides.
Seems weird. Yeah.
We should have more qualified people running rides.
Yeah.
It should be like a $200,000 a year job.
And and like our friend said she used to work at Six Flags.
Yeah.
And she's like, I was just always super high. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
So she just was like, yeah, I mean, it was a really fun job, but in retrospect, I could have killed a lot of people.
Would you you think you'd feel better if you saw like full grown adults running the rides?
Like similar to like a flight attendant energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if
I bet that would be a nice transition for people that are flight attendants, but are getting sick of the travel. You retire into, that'd be great. The customer service when they're putting that thing down into your dick so
they
hard.
They know about seatbelts.
They know. They love seatbelts.
They do. Yeah.
They insist that you wear them at all times.
Yeah.
And they're really good at being passive aggressive.
That's like the most important thing on a roller coaster is that you put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And they walk down aisles quickly.
Yeah.
And they're good at getting people onto it fast.
Guys, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
This is a real thing that needs to spread. Shark Tank. It's just like a flight attendant. You're just like, I think she should work at Six Flags.
Yeah, that's my pitch. Yeah. I want $800,000.
You get half of 1%. I'm here.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm here for Barbara. I met Barbara before I knew who Shark Tank. What Shark Tank was.
Yeah,
I used to do tours in New York.
Oh my
She's,
God.
You know, Corcoran Real Estate in New York. And so I show up to work and my boss, there's like, everybody's like fighting. I remember the tour guys are like fighting. And my boss comes up to me and goes, do you know what Shark Tank is? I didn't have TV. I was like, no. He's like, perfect. He's going on Eric's tour or she's going on Eric's tour. And then I start the tour and she's like, there's a famous person on your tour, Barbara Corcoran. No idea who that is. She was there with like her daughter and a nephew. I thought the daughter was the famous one.
All right.
So I just like did the tour. I like talked to the kid, it was like 10 people maybe. And then we end the tour in the Five Points District in New York. Mm-hmm. That's where like Gangs of New York, like that whole movie is like set in that neighborhood. And I'm like, all right, goodbye, everybody. Barbara, the lady I thought was Barbara, and the kid are just hanging out. And they're like, that was a great tour. And then Barbara Corcoran tipped me $100. You hear him just fart?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He just farted. Barbara Corcoran tipped me $100. And I was like, oh, that's probably the famous lady. Yeah. And I walked away. And then like 2 weeks later, we got fucking TV. And I was like, that's the fucking Shark Tank. That's why everybody wanted her on the tour.
Yeah.
I was like making a movie at the time. I was like, I could have asked her to fucking fund it. My manager was very
that's
smart.
That's what they wanted.
Yes, they wanted someone who wouldn't hassle her on the fucking tour.
Which, I mean, it kind of makes
very
sense.
Very smart. No, it's brilliant. Yeah. It was brilliant.
Wow. Because you could have pitched your business.
Well, I would have been like, Barbara, have you ever wanted to see a pilot with the Grim Reaper as the main character? Wouldn't that be great? You're in luck. I'm making it right now. Can I have... I would have been dumb. I would have been like, can I have $5,000?
Yeah, that's all I need.
I wouldn't have... I should have like been like, it's greenlit at NBC.
Just give me 5,000. You can have all the points on the back end. I don't care.
90%.
Yeah.
All the points of my YouTube release.
Take them all.
Yeah. Wow. No, I got to meet her, but didn't appreciate it.
Barbara. Yeah. Damn.
I want to go back to this. Six Flags should do that. I think it's smart. I think there would be a transition of like, it'd be weird to see adults running the rides for a little bit. Because like if I have seen, there was an adult guy that was at the Magic Mountain one and he was very good at his job. And I was like, why the fuck would a 40-year-old man be working on this roller coaster?
Because then like, you have other questions of like, what happened in your life that you're here?
Yeah. Like how many kids did you touch to where this is the only place that will hire you? Like this is a dead end if you're 40. But I think you just have, we just have to like reinvent the idea of a Six Flags employee.
Right.
Because at Disney World, it's like, you know, they fucking, they have adults there.
But that's what would end up happening to Six Flags. It would get, it would get expensive. You know, that's my only beef with this plan is
they have to fund their salaries.
You do that. No. If you're on the side of safety and all that stuff, you have to pay for that.
It's a trickle down.
You know,
take back everything we said.
Like if you want Six Flags to continue being $80, then you need a
season pass.
15-year-old to hit the green button.
No, I want Katie's high cousin back. I take it all back.
I didn't mean to deflate your idea, but.
And for those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah. Barbara's not investing.
Barbara Corcoran's like, your tour was terrible. I'm out. I actually like the idea, but you thought my daughter was Barbara Corcoran. It seems like it would have been the daughter.
Yeah.
If you were just looking at Barbara Corcoran and like an attractive 35-year-old woman, you'd be like, that's the famous person.
When we watch Shark Tank, I think about that all of the time. And I'm sorry, Barbara, but she invests in businesses. And I'm like, okay, well, you're getting in on this one pretty early. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it through.
She's old.
Honey, how old is she?
She's like,
she's pretty old.
Early 80s, mid 80s?
She's not early 80s.
I think so, isn't she?
I got to Google it. This is ridiculous.
Google it. I usually don't let people Google on the podcast, but I'm going to let you Google it because I do want to know.
I'm going to say 82.
I'm breaking a podcast rule, though.
It is a rule?
I like to be ignorant on the podcast and just say things that are probably not true.
Yeah.
And then what's your guess?
My guess is that she's 77 years old.
Okay.
I say 82.
74.
74?
Nailed it.
Yo.
I feel a little bad.
We're very close, Barbara and I.
Yeah, that's true.
We only have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
So we need to wrap this up.
Let's do it.
Big finish.
Oh, no pressure.
Well, we already got through the big idea.
Yeah, we really did.
How do we
come down from, I don't know, on Love is Blind, there's some flight attendants on the show right now.
Yeah,
I also feel like only batshit women are flight attendants. Who wants that job?
Batshit women and overly attention-seeking men.
Yeah.
I think.
It's a sweeping generalization, and yet I can't think of one person to prove you wrong.
Yeah. No. If you just base it off the ladies that have been on Love is Blind, there's been three. They're all fucking insane.
Yeah.
But it's also like, it's also, you just think of like what that job entails. Like some jobs are just going to attract
crazy
people. And that's definitely one.
Yeah.
Being stuck as essentially a server, but in a tin can in the sky.
Yeah.
And like, with crazy people flying. Oh my God.
Can you hear what's happening?
That is a giant
fart. I don't think I can let him in here anymore.
Did he shart?
No.
It feels like there might be poo.
Trust me.
Okay.
He does this. And he really doesn't fart like this outside of the podcast.
I think he might have celiacs.
You think so? I don't think dogs can have it.
Well, maybe get him checked.
You thought he had, what's the thing where their stomach turns over?
Bloat?
You thought he had bloat like three weeks ago. I told you about this. We talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
He was like, we thought he was going to die.
Oh,
it was
that's
like,
sad.
No, maybe that was something different.
That's terrifying.
We thought he was going to die a couple times.
Yeah.
Because he's not young.
Yeah, you told me the other, I didn't know about the bloat.
Yeah, it was like not that long ago. He's like, he had gone to he had to go under to go to the vet because he'll try to rip their face off.
Yeah.
And he never feels good afterwards, but he was feeling really bad, not eating, not drinking. It was like coming on 2 days. We're like, oh, what could it be? And Liz was like, I Googled this thing bloat, but I don't think it's that. We called the emergency vet finally at like midnight. And they're like, bring him in right now. Like, hurried voices. I'm like, oh, fuck. Bring him in. X-rays. Keep him overnight. We're like, goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
And then he was fine.
What was it?
Yeah, I just took him outside and he took a huge piss. And that was it. He pissed for like 4 minutes. He pissed as long as you were on tattoo. He took a fucking a river of urine. Like, I was like having to move around him because it was surrounding. He was
sometimes
in the river.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
It looked like the LA River when it's been raining for like fucking 4 days.
Yeah.
It, that's what was coming out of him. And his, I watched his stomach get smaller. Like it like tightened up like one of those like fast forward like Gordon, Jesus Christ, buddy, what is this? What is
we
this?
Recently had someone, a world record holder, do a custom burp for us on our podcast.
Okay,
and this feels it's comparable.
Very, it's very on
can
brand.
He fart our names?
That's a good, I think he just tried to.
Look, it's been like the last three podcasts. He can't stop farting. I think this might be his last time in the room.
Oh, no.
I don't know. He's fine. I don't want every single podcast to end with people going like, what the fuck?
But that's
like,
the bit.
What they're doing there.
That's the bit.
Maybe it's just a part of the pod then. Maybe I'll mic up his asshole.
That's the move. That's the move.
Lean into it.
What I've had podcasts where like the conversation's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he's farted to break tension.
That's great.
And I've been like, good boy.
Yeah. Or every time he farts, not like a drinking game, but like some, you have to like spill some whatever secret if anytime Gordon farts.
Yeah, this is a really good idea. This is this is better than the fucking
the
flight
Shark Tank.
Idea.
Yeah.
This is the investable
the
one.
The more I think about the fucking flight attendant thing, I'm like, it's not. It's a bad idea. I mean, it was fun. This is what it was. It was a fun idea.
Yeah.
But like, this is why I don't have a business.
Yeah.
Because I would have.
We're not entrepreneurs.
If I had $1 million and you were like, this is the idea, flight attendants at Six Flags, but you got to do it right now, I'd have been like, fuck it, take it. I can't miss it. I can't miss out. Okay, Sword.
Yeah.
And where can people find you guys? Tell me about your podcast, which I listened to an episode. It was really good.
Oh, thank you.
So professional.
Thank you.
You don't have a dog shitting himself at the fucking back.
Well, we do. He's just not mic'd. He's downstairs. Our podcast is mostly True Opinions. You can find it anywhere a podcast is found. Yep. I'm the only camshaft on Instagram because it's a handle I made when I was in college and haven't changed it.
I'm at KDK Comedy on all platforms. And yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for doing it.
Thank you.
Super fun.